all the things I want are performance based and art based. And if somebody like asks me to do something I want to do, and like I let my fear tell me not to, like, oh my God, I couldn't live with myself. And the thing is, like, I have done that. Like, I feel like I've lost a lot of opportunities just being like too afraid to like take the next step. You know, like especially like if like I meet somebody and they're like, yeah, man, let's get together, let's do something. Just call me. I'm like, oh, end of relationship right there. I can't make a phone call, you know?
And welcome back to the DeLulu Canoe Podcast. We are here. We are ready to ride down the River Rapids today. Joining me, as always, in the producer seat is Cosmo from the Cosmo Network.
How are you doing today, dear?
You know, not great, but I put on makeup today and I'm here.
You look absolutely fantastic. The eye work.
Thanks. You know, sometimes when life doesn't go your way, you just have to make sure you look good so people think it's going your way.
Exactly.
How about you? What you been up to? How are you doing?
Ooh, a lot of things, a lot of things. A lot of things going on this week that I was prepared for, but now that they're here, I'm like, oh crap. So, other than that, on production side of the Cosmos show, there's some changes going, so it's nice.
Busy,
Yeah,
busy.
after the 22nd, I'll be taking a break for the Cosmos show. Just for just a little bit until this,
Yes.
because I don't know if anybody here is watching or been paying attention to the stories of the Cosmos show, but we found a studio space. We just gotta
Yay!
build it, and it might take us 2 months.
Oh my, that's a lot.
Yeah, so in the meantime, instead of a Cosmos show episode, I'll go live on my time slot and get to
Okay.
and talk to people. So for those of you that follow and like want to say hi and talk to me and give me some input and create a little community on the Cosmos Network. Anytime there's supposed to be a Cosmos show, I will go live for 2 hours. So
Oh, I
I don't know
love
you. Yeah.
that. Well, speaking of some changes, we always like to swap out and bring in some new guests into the canoe because it's always interesting to hear what goes on in other people's minds and the brain space of the creative world that we all live in. And so today we brought to you a guest that knows a lot of you, but you don't really know him. So we brought Greg St. Greg.
Thank you. Thank you. Happy to be here.
Thank you for being
Yeah.
here. I am so excited that one, you're excited to be here, but also that people kind of get to put a face to the
I guess
editing.
so. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like a lot of them have seen tons of your work and comment and tell me like, "Oh my gosh, the editing's really great."
Oh,
And now they
good.
know who's behind
Yay. Awesome.
it. But you're not just like an editor, you do like so many other things, so I thought you'd be perfect to come on the show.
Sure, yeah, thank you. No,
Yeah.
happy. It's an honor actually to be here.
Oh,
Yeah. Yeah,
really?
it is.
Really on
Yeah,
in the canoe?
someone's interested in what I do, you know?
Yeah.
It's a good feeling.
I mean, it makes sense, but like you even were saying before we started rolling that you've never done a podcast before. That shocks me.
Yeah.
Like, 'cause you're such an interesting
Oh, thank
person.
you. I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I do. I think I shy away from that kind of stuff sometimes.
Really?
Yeah, which my first delulu is the anxiety, and it, or is it premature?
No, not at
Oh,
all.
oh,
Please go for
okay.
it.
It's like I went too fast. No,
Never.
it's like anxiety and social anxiety. I tend to be reclusive, so even if somebody, like, even if I did want to be on a podcast, and I've had friends that had them, I'm just like I don't. It's like no, I can't do
Really?
it.
You've told
Yeah,
people no?
no, I haven't. But like,
Oh, okay.
if anybody's asked, nobody's
Yeah.
asked.
Oh, no.
So,
Oh, my
yeah.
gosh. That's really funny because I find with a lot of our friends, Cosmo, that like I'll ask them to be on the show and they're in a very similar situation as you are, where it's like you know and work for so many people that do shows, but like they don't ask you to be on the show. And I find that to be, I guess, normal-ish in a way. But I always love to give back to the people that have done so much work for me.
Yeah,
You
that's so,
know, like
yeah.
uplift each other kind of thing.
Yeah, no, I always appreciate that. Like, that's something about you that is always, I like, and that's why I like working for you and why I stuck
Thanks.
around for so long. Because, you know, yeah,
Yeah.
because it's just it's a good experience, and I had plenty of bad ones, so I
No,
appreciate. Oh,
really?
yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, man. Yeah, it's such a tough gambit. And I think the reason for me personally, like not to take over your episode, is because like I've done editing before and I not even just like vertical, because I think a lot of people now think that they're editors because they can work CapCut. And it's like, no, I've
Yeah.
been like elbows deep into the Adobe Premiere
Yeah,
Pro, the iMovie, the DaVinci. I'm really wanting to learn now just to like educate myself. And I get why it's a paid position at places, because it's so
difficult
and it's such a skill set that, like, I don't think people really appreciate.
Well, thank you.
Until it's done really well. Then they're like, oh my God, this is amazing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, and like you were saying, the fact that anybody can, like, you know, throw something in CapCut and like slap some, you know, pre-made effects. I'm not disparaging anybody's work or anything, but like the market is saturated, you know? So like it's hard to even like find work and stuff in the field.
I find CapCut really fun.
Easy. Yeah.
There's some things that I added for my network. So I use not the horizontal, but the wide one.
Yeah.
And I look at DaVinci and everything else. It's like so many things.
Sure.
It's like, it's confusing. It's discouraging me. So
it truly is a different language.
It is. It really is. So
yeah.
Kudos to you. Like my producer and you and Chompy that can do that. I'm like, wow.
Yeah,
I can make music, but I can't sit there and edit it with all those plugins and stuff and create things from scratch. Yeah. That's nice.
Yeah, but I mean, I've been doing it for, I don't know, like 20 years probably.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. How did you first get into editing?
I went to film school initially.
Really? Yeah, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, in Chicago. And it was early on. Well, not early, but it was in the early 2000s. And we had to use Premiere, and you know, again, me being a reclusive guy, I just sit there and make stuff and like you know, so like, you know, I got really involved in it and kind of knew the ins and outs of it just you know, from not being social.
I get that. Like, there's a lot of times where I'll kind of like sit at home and just like work on things that I need to get done and not really go out and be in everything. But I never would have guessed that you had anxiety, because like every time I've been like, hey, do you want to be a gingerbread man in my music video? You're just like, sure.
No, I mean, it's something like you have to fight it, you know, like you can't like be a slave to it. You have to confront it and do the things that scare you. Hence why I'm here today, you know, and like stuff like that. And it's something that I want. All the things I want are performance based and art based. And if somebody like asks me to do something I want to do, and like I let my fear tell me not to, like, oh my God, I couldn't live with myself.
Yeah.
And the thing is, like, I have done that. Like, I feel like I've lost a lot of opportunities just being like too afraid to like take the next step. You know, like, especially like if like I meet somebody and they're like, yeah, man, let's get together, let's do something. Just call me. I'm like, end of relationship right there. I can't make a phone call, you know?
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, I feel that. The whole, like, you have to reach out to them in order for something, when it's like, no, like, can't you reach out to me a little bit?
Or can we just, like say the date now? And, like, you know, like, tell me the date now and I'll show up. Mm-hmm, but, like, I can't, you know, I can't talk on the phone now.
So it's, for you, it's primarily, like, getting the gig's not the problem, like saying yes to the gig, because you'll deal with it later in your own time. But it's like when they want you to reach out and ask is kind of where it gets like, oh, I don't know how to deal with this.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Yeah. I feel like that's a very man problem. I like, not in a bad way, because I feel like as a woman, they usually never ask me to reach out. It's usually them being like, oh, I'm going to email you all the information for this gig. Because like, I've never had somebody tell me that I have to reach out. Hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah.
So maybe that's just a unique experience, I guess. But I don't know.
Or maybe they never meant it in the first place with me. So they're like,
I don't think so. You're like, maybe they just didn't. Yeah. I don't know.
It's like, call me. I won't answer, but call me.
Oh, yeah. I don't ever do phone calls either, though. So I relate on that, where it's no phone calling.
Yeah.
I'm good. Well, no,
like,
email.
I need to see people's faces. Like, I need to know, like, what they're thinking, you know? Like, because again, with me, it's like, I am always worried about, like, am I saying the wrong thing? Or, like, am I making myself look stupid right now? So, like, if I could see your face and you're, like, I can tell, like, when it's an honest face or if they're, like, humoring me, you know? I feel like I can tell that, so.
Yeah, and decoding text messages is always, like, weird, too. It's like, are you saying this because you're, where are we coming from? Like, what is the context here?
Yeah, even when I text you, like, I spend a lot of time just making sure that.
Oh, no, really?
No, just because. Again, because like that is the main way we communicate.
Mm-hmm.
So like, can't say like, you know, beyond that, I don't know you well enough to say something sarcastic in a text.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if you're going to know that that's sarcasm or not, you know?
I am pretty bad at sarcasm.
Yeah, okay, see?
Yeah,
then I was smart. I made the right choice.
Yeah. Yeah, it is interesting though, because like we met through a mutual friend. So it's like typically I end up like hiring people and working with people that I do have someone vouch for, but then because we see and work on a project like in person, you build that like friendship, that relationship where you understand each other a lot more. But like you and I never really like, does it make sense for us to like hang out?
No, I guess, you know what I mean?
Like you do the job so well that I'm like, I don't really need to have an end of the year meeting with you being like, hey, let's go grab coffee and let me tell you all the things you're doing wrong. Like I just love your work and you're great. And
oh, thank you.
So to me, it's just like, oh, I don't have any notes for you. Like, this is great.
it is a really good working relationship. And
this is the meeting right now. Yeah, this is why I brought you here to live in front of everybody.
Yeah, in front of the world.
No.
They're better than mine, okay? They're just like, seriously, she gets me in the kitchen. She's like, this is what you're doing wrong. Oh. All the time. Yeah. Wait, I'm just.
After each episode, we go back, and I'm just like, listen, you know, every time you spoke, it was wrong. Wrong.
I wanted to throw up.
Yeah. You're just supposed to sit back there and not push any buttons, not do anything. No. I like to think I'm a decent boss. Yeah, I have some work that I could do.
No, you're the greatest boss.
I try.
I think I'm a horrible boss on my own show, so.
It's hard.
Yeah.
It's so hard being the boss. Yeah, like, it really is, because you have to be stern. And and it's hard to read people when you work for somebody who, like yes, I have a company, a corporation, but it's not like you clock in and I see you every day and then I give you notes. And do, like, it's not a manufactured machine. Yeah. You know, it's just kind of like, hey, I'm hiring you.
Yeah. But it's cool because it gets built on trust. Yeah. You know, you don't have to, if you like are working with the right people, you don't have to like stand over them the whole time, you know?
And, yeah. I love not having to do that. It's so
I think communication is key. And sometimes you can't really get a point across through text.
I know. Yeah. Yeah.
And like, luckily enough, I never had to like call you and like, what do you mean by that text there?
Yeah.
So it's like, it's always straightforward. And it's like, it's pretty quite simple. There's some people that's like, what do you mean by that? Can I call you?
Yeah.
Nobody ever wants to pick up. I love calling.
Hi, that's really? Me. He's talking about me. I don't ever want to pick up.
So you're like, your heart just starts beating fast whenever the phone rings.
Like, email me, text me. I want to read it on my time when I'm ready for it. Yeah. Like, don't call me.
My favorite caller is Scam Likely.
You pick them up?
No.
Oh.
I it's my favorite because I know I don't have to.
Yeah. Like, red button. You're like, ha. Hangs up.
So I say, if you check my phone call list, my best friends are Scam Likely.
Oh no.
And call blocked.
It's like delete.
Yeah.
Make no phone calls. Yeah, I don't like them. We've talked about phone calls before. It's not my thing. Not my preferred method of communication. And I don't love text messaging either because you can't read tone. But
yeah,
like,
exactly. Yeah.
I find it so much easier like to confront people text messaging wise because like, you get to finish your whole thought.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, yes.
Unless you're one of those people that really type really fast and you can't get your own thought out there because you're typing a novel. We've been through this before, but it's nerve-wracking.
Yeah. So going back to the anxiety, Delulu, does that ever, like, you perform so much and you perform so unapologetically. How do you get yourself ready for performances like that? Like,
For some reason, being on stage, like there's like a wall between me and the audience, and I feel totally safe up there, you know, like because like they came here to see me, so like I better give it to them, you know, and it's just like kind of the wild me on stage is kind of me, like pretty much like unabashedly me, like if I'm not afraid to like of what people think or you know like that is like kind of I have a lot of like twitchy weird energy and like I just want to go on stage like look at me you know and like I'm if people want to watch me do that for a half hour they're like yes awesome
like it's so cool. I see you post like that you're at events all the time and I'm like invite me, I want to see. But then I book a million bajillion silly things for myself but like always invite me because there'll be a day I'll be there.
Okay.
I'll be like yes.
It's a sense of a space that you control. It's like a suit of armor.
It is.
When you're on
stage. Yeah. Like, absolutely.
Like in a studio, on stage, and even in cosplay. It's just like I am protected here.
Yeah.
No one can touch me. But as soon as you're out of that comfort zone, like off the stage, it's like, whoa.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's like with the stuff I'm doing now, the solo act, like the Greg St. Greg stuff. I am experimenting with being that character off the stage, you know, when people meet me. Mm-hmm. And it is sort of a rambunctious, like, it's all tongue in cheek, but it is sort of like, you know, like a cocky, like, hey, what's up, man? You know, I'm like, you know, like being cool and confident. It's like the, you know, that's the me I want to be.
Yeah. It's your, like, your persona.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's so fun. Yeah. Wow.
And there's an interesting thing, like, with all of us who are like ourselves or a version of ourselves on stage, like as a performance, it is kind of funny where the separation is, mm-hmm. like who we are in real life and who we are on stage. Mm-hmm. You know, it's kind of like the professional wrestling, like the kayfabe thing, you know?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. It's like, it's hard to tell, like, or it's not hard to tell. It's just like, it's interesting to figure out where, you know, your character stops and where you start.
Yeah.
And then they start to blend together after a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally. And I think that's like my favorite part of all the things I've seen you do is you just like unapologetically, like showing off your skill set and like, just being so big and so loud, because like I've seen you be not even like the opposite, but like I've definitely seen you be like more small, and it's cool to see you explode in such joy.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. You're so welcome. I loved having you be the gingerbread man. That was probably like one of my favorite
yeah,
memories.
Oh yeah. That was so much fun. I still have that.
Yeah. Do you?
Yeah. I wore it to a Christmas party. I put jeans over the bottom and had it as my top.
You're like, look at my fabulous yeah. outfit. Got it on set.
Luckily, it was an outdoor party, too, because it was warm.
Yeah, onesies are very uncomfortable because they're so hot. Mm. And, like, not in, like, a spicy hot, but just, like...
a sweaty, slimy hot.
It's very warm. So if anxiety is, like, kind of a big Delulu for you, do you have any, like, other Delulus that branch from it? Or did you just bring a bunch of random Delulus? I'm here for all of it.
Random ones. Another one is, like just like silliness and not taking things seriously. Mm. Like the thing, yeah. Cause so I love music and I love showing off what I can do, but it always has to come with a laugh or it has to be undercut somehow because mm-hmm. I'm embarrassed to show off.
Oh, you know? Really?
Yeah. Yeah. So if I can show off and humiliate myself at the same time, it's kind of a perfect balance.
Okay.
Of me like not being embarrassed or like looking back is like, was I too cocky? Was like, I overconfident? Did I look like a jerk? You know? And like, so, like, it's like, no, you humiliated yourself and you did a bunch of stupid stuff, but then also shredded. So like,
there you
yeah.
go.
Yeah, so it's sort of, yeah, and I think with the anxiety and just never, like, being confident in yourself, like, you undercut, like, any time you're serious or any time you are embarrassed of who you are, you just make a joke out of it. Mm-hmm. And then that way people still laugh and you kind of have control of the situation.
Yeah.
You know? So like, and it just becomes after a while, I think you can ask like any comedian, it's just a reflex after a while. Like, mm-hmm. it's like joke, you know?
Yeah. I was going to ask, did you ever do stand-up comedy?
Stand-up? No, I did a few open mics, but okay. It's not really my thing. Again, like that's way more vulnerable than music. For me at least,
yeah.
like actually talking and getting my thoughts out, like, you know, and there's hecklers.
Yeah.
Sometimes like I don't feel like I'm very quick-witted, so like if somebody heckled me, I just like, oh, it's your opinion, you know, like I said something stupid, you know.
You're like, that's what you think.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
Yeah, I would not make a good stand-up comedian at all either, so I totally relate on that being more vulnerable. And I think it's because the expectation is to make someone laugh. And I think sometimes people, there's a certain type of person that is really funny naturally, but as soon as you're like, be funny, it doesn't work.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
And I am one of those people where when I'm told to be funny, it doesn't work for me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But same. Naturally as a human, it's like, oh, I'm hilarious.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Something about that.
Yeah. Because then it's like, be funny. And like your whole world is like, I've forgotten English.
You're like, I'm Forget sweating.
It. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, oh, God.
I'm sweating. I don't remember my native language.
Yeah, I forgot.
I gotta go home.
Just like, ooh, I gotta go. See you. Thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, thank you. This would have been a great opportunity for me.
Right. If you didn't tell me to be funny, it would have been funny. Thank you.
Exactly.
Good night.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I went to like write up a blurb about you and I had comedian in there. And then I like really thought and I was like, I don't really think that you've done like stand-up comedy. And I wasn't sure, like, how do you feel about that? Like, if people do describe you as a comedian?
I mean, I don't mind it. I feel like other comedians are going to be like, he's not a comedian, you know?
Yeah.
But I mean, I do, like, travel, like, most of my performances now are part of stand-up shows. You know,
really?
I'm like the musical guest in stand-up shows. So, like, I somewhere bridge the gap in there. And I've done, like, improv and sketch comedy and stuff in Chicago. So it's not like I don't have – comedic stage experience, but as far as like being a person who goes up and tells jokes, like, no, I've never done that.
Yeah.
But improv is my forte.
Oh, for real? Do you do it?
I've done it like back in like when I was younger, like 20s, going to little stand-up improv places. But man, this is so much free when you don't have a script.
I know.
It's like,
yeah.
You're playing off of somebody else, and that's how everything else works. That's so good. Like workmanship, building that trust. It's like, I know you. So we can feed off each other.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I've done some improv with people that are just like, don't have it. And it's like,
yeah.
Do I need to carry the show? Oh, God.
Yeah, I know. It's up to me now.
Yeah.
It's like you almost want to do improv with somebody who's better than you because it makes you better.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. Jackie is like that. Yeah. I was on her show, the cooking show. It was our first guest. And I was like, I'm feeding off of her because she doesn't use the script. It's just off their head. I use a teleprompter for my show, and she's amazing.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Yeah.
No, yes. Always work with somebody better than you and who is also generous, because then, you know, they'll bring you along with them.
Exactly.
Yeah, that is a good addition, and generous.
Because, yeah.
Working with people that are better than you sometimes can really hurt if they're mean.
Yeah. Like, you're good and you suck, man.
Yeah. Oof. You're good and you have a terrible personality. Yeah. Oof. Yeah.
My view of the world.
Yeah.
Has been turned upside down.
Right. Like, oh no. But then, so I've seen you also have a YouTube channel. So you went to school for editing, and then did you just start experimenting with the YouTube channel, and then music kind of came, or like what?
I would say I'm a musician before anything. Mm-hmm. Like that's my main bag. But there was somebody told me, like, because I always did funny songs too. Again, like undercutting what I do with like jokes and stuff. I don't think I've ever written a serious like song in my life. You know, yeah. So like they've always been funny songs, and like I really didn't have an avenue to show them to anybody, so I just sitting on all this stuff, and somebody said, why don't you just start a YouTube channel and just do like simple like lyrics videos, you know, to the stuff. So I started doing that, but typical me, it wasn't good enough just doing lyrics videos, you know. Then I started showing up in the videos, and I started doing like special effects in the videos, you know, like, and like it always has to be bigger and bigger.
Definitely, yeah.
I like to call myself a 100%er.
Oh, you know? Okay.
I didn't coin the term. Somebody coined it to refer to Ronnie James Dio. I don't know if you know him. He's a metal singer.
Yeah.
He's got just the most beautiful angelic high voice.
Right.
Ooh. He's like, holy diver! You know, like, oh my God.
Which is like, just the song, was it Rainbow? Rainbow in the Dark. It's like, how do you make a song about the rainbow sound so freaking metal?
I know. Yeah. Well, he's one of my big inspirations because, like, he's so unabashedly him.
Yeah.
He's so awkward when you look at him perform. He just stands there in place and sings. He's a short little guy with this like beautiful voice.
He's like a stretched out Danny DeVito.
But not much taller. Barely stretched out.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, just a little stretched out. Yeah.
That's so funny because like when I describe you to other people, I say like you remind me a lot of like Jack Black.
Oh sure,
because he's very unapologetically himself, and just like there's no facade, and he just like does everything 110%.
Yeah, yeah.
That's how I like see you.
Oh, it's thank
just
you,
like 110%, like giving it all, and just like not really. I mean, maybe on the inside you do care what people think, but like you don't let it show when you're up there performing.
Yeah. Obviously, as an entertainer, like it's as much about you as it is about the audience. Like that's my philosophy, at least. Like it's a 50-50 relationship. I mean, maybe not that hard, but like, cause I mean, I write the stuff and like, this is it, but, everything that like comes out of me is just me. Like, that's just me. Like, I can't help it. Like, I can't like when I've tried to do something to like chase a trend or like try to like be more corporate or be more accessible, just like sucks. And I hate myself. I hate the work, you know, and it's just not me. So like, yeah, I can only be me.
Yeah, corporate is such a weird, like, it's just such a different planet, you know?
Yes.
Like, it's, like, I think a lot about, like, the creative space that I'm in, and then I think about, like, but how would these people function in, like, a corporate world?
Right.
Like, it's amazing that you found a way in this creative space, whether it's, like, art, music, whatever that they're doing. And I go, I can never imagine them clocking in. And then, like, sitting at a desk or, like, answering a phone. Like, it's so cool that we're in a space where creativity, yes, it's not really as, like, excitable now for like kids in high school. Like I feel like they're pulling the creative arts like left and right to make room for sports ball and everything, which is what it is. But it's nice to see that like there is a career for people who maybe aren't so much type A and very are type B and like can thrive in a creative space and be unlimitless with their mind.
Or you're like someone like Christy that's type A and B.
Yeah. She's a great example of both. Yeah.
Yeah. What does a type B do?
So like type A is somebody who like has everything pretty organized. Yeah. I might be like defining this improperly, but
I mean,
like...
I know like everybody wants to be type A, it seems. So like, I know what that is. Oh, doesn't it seem like it?
I feel like it. Yeah.
Yeah. Cause like, though, you're the go-getter. You make things happen.
I guess.
I mean, I guess that's my personal assessment of what type A means.
Yeah.
So
maybe
if you lived the way we do, you know, kind of like outside looking in. You know, we're the odd ducklings. We think outside the box, but everyone else that does type A-ish living is, it's kind of like a, I don't know. I would say it's kind of like a curiosity.
A type A personality is characterized by traits such as competitiveness, ambition, drive, and a sense of urgency. So I must be thinking of it wrong.
Yeah, okay.
Because I thought type A was like somebody who's more... Yeah, I mean, organized. So it is on here. Mm-hmm. Organized, work-oriented, goal-oriented, downsides, stress and anxiety, burnout, health risks, relationship difficulties. Oh, gosh. Okay.
Yep. Well.
Then what is type B then? What? Where did I get my definition?
I don't know. I was going with that because it sounds what you were coming up with. I'm like, yeah, it sounds right. There's a type A, which is like stern, straightforward. Here we
go.
And there's the other people's like, well, no, dolly off and venture. Yeah. Like, who cares about structures?
Yeah. So I'm smell the roses. Not wrong. I just didn't open the umbrella a little bit more because type B personality is characterized by a relaxed, easygoing, and flexible approach to life.
There you go.
So there's not people I don't know if are really pining for type A or type B.
No.
Because easygoing, relaxed, patient, tolerant, creative, and imaginative. So that wasn't on type A.
No.
So I was right. Yeah. So I am right.
Yes, you
type
are.
Type A is organized. Type B is this. But there's a little bit more to the bubble there.
But there's also some like type Bs that are just like, God, what would it be like to be like that? You know, a type A. That's how I've thought that way. I'm like, why am I this way?
Yeah. Well, it's like, would I be more successful if I were type A? But then would I be me if I were type A? Like,
exactly. And I've tried that. I've done the corporate bossing and something that's totally not in my realm. And it was sad. It was draining.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
In the workplace, type B personalities are often valued for their ability to create a calm and supportive work environment. Less likely to be stressed by deadlines.
Yeah.
And they may be less prone to burnout due to their focus on work-life balance. Okay.
Hey.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just what Google says, so,
I don't feel myself burnt out.
We did a learn today.
Yes, we did.
We learned. We learned something. So then, I think I still stand by that I'm type B.
Yeah.
Yeah, based on those definitions, yeah. I used to think it was just ranked by how driven you were, you know, or how organized you are. Yeah, so like type Z's like never don't do anything.
Type Z.
Yeah. Type Z is dead.
And then it gets into double digits like theater rows, you know, like
oh no.
I'm type JJ. Yeah.
Nosebleed section.
Yeah.
Type JJ? Like what does that even mean?
Oh my god.
Sounds like astrology.
Yeah.
So I'm like, what?
Well, type Y and Z would probably be a Skid Row in prison.
Oh no.
I don't know. That sucks, but
We could make our own type letter. We could just like make up the definition.
Yeah.
I'm type D, which means I'm just here and I exist.
Yeah. Or use like
doing the job.
Thorn. It's a letter that we don't use anymore. They used to stand for TH, but like I'm type Thorn. That sounds too cool.
Yeah, right? That's Thorn. Pretty rad.
I'm Thorn.
Type Thorn, you know? Oh, no. We'll have to come up with those. We'll sit there and think of them.
The Lulu type?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I used to love doing that. Just like all the like standard like lists of things that we have, just make up my own.
Mm-hmm.
Like I want to do my own like deck of playing cards.
Which
was like the ace of high fives, you know, and stuff like
that.
Yes! I like that.
Eight of skateboarding.
Yes. Ooh. Wait, like a tarot deck or like actual card?
It was inspired by just playing cards.
Yeah,
gotcha.
Playing cards, yeah. I like that.
Do a tarot deck if that's
a silly tarot deck, yeah.
I mean, you can do tarot with deck of cards.
Really?
Get it done, yeah.
Oh.
It's the number and the value and like what the suits are and stuff like that. It's pretty kind of cool seeing somebody doing like a tarot reading with just a regular deck of cards. So, yeah.
Then they made me draw a card, and then I put the card back, and then they found it again.
And I bust out
they
the
didn't
reverse,
even look at it.
And I bust out the reverse card. Yeah. Like, let's do you.
Yeah.
Dang. Then you're like, my turn, magician. Let's go. Yeah, I do love magic. I'm very easily like won over by it, but ooh, also like as soon as they're out of my wheel, like as soon as I leave like Magic Castle, I'm like, okay, anyways, moving
yeah,
on.
Yeah. Like, I love magic.
Yeah?
I've done it? Magic. I've done it for bartending. It's great for when you're like, you have five people at the bar and it's like, hey, want to see a magic trick? There we go. Bust out the cards and everything. So
yeah.
Still do them. Pretty cool. Nice. I got a couple of decks. Every time I go to Disneyland, I try to stop by that place and buy a deck.
Oh, yeah, cards. Yeah. I had that one, that textbook of magic when I was a kid. Yeah. That came with the ball and the rope and everything.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Did you ever like get into it or not really?
I did. Yeah, I did some tricks. I know like some of the ways to like, you know, when they put the card down and you put like a little sliver of your pinky in it, like to like yep, to hold it, you know, while you're shuffling and stuff.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Don't tell the kids.
I'm never allowed to Magic Castle again.
No.
Oh no.
Magic Castle's cool. I've been there once. That's all I needed.
Yeah.
That's kind of how I feel too. Like somebody told me like, oh, do you want to go for your birthday? And I was like, no.
Yeah. It was a great experience that I just, that'll live on forever in my mind. I don't need to come yeah, back again. It was during Halloween too, which is
oh,
perfect.
Cool.
Oh yeah, yeah, sweet. Yeah. Well, you know that the piano that plays itself?
Yeah.
Well, it was playing songs and like once in a while we'd sing along, but it eventually played like the Golden Girls theme.
Yeah.
And like we all just started like just every all of us were like belting it, and then like the you know, whoever is controlling the piano is like, all right, these people just know TV themes. Yeah. So they just like the rest of the night were playing TV themes. Nice. And we're just like, yeah.
That's nice. Cool. Well, I thought the piano plays itself, so.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah, well, the piano.
The piano plays itself. So then when you're not busy, like, editing or, like, prepping for a performance, like, what are some places that you like to go hang out at, things you like to do, weird hobbies you got?
Oh, man. Again, like, I, because I'm reclusive, I don't really get out a lot.
Like, but, really?
Yeah, yeah, not really. I mean, I do like being active. I like hiking. I live close to Runyon, so I do that yeah, periodically. What else?
You're like, that's all I do, man.
Yeah.
Work.
Well, I mean, it takes up a lot of time.
It really does. Yeah, especially out here because I feel like you always have to be working on something.
Yeah.
In order to, like, one, pay the bills, but two, also to, like, refill your cup.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, yeah, because like in my spare time, like I play guitar a lot, and either like write stuff or just like put on one of those guitar backing tracks that yeah, you know on YouTube and just like jam along with it.
That's what aww, that's what I call my Apple Music shuffling.
Yeah,
I'll just throw that on my guitar here. That's what I call it.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I used to like during the pandemic, I just put on like music that I love on shuffle and pick up my guitar, plug it in, and just play along with it. I was like, that was my exercise.
Yeah.
I haven't touched my guitar since.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Well, I feel like you do a really good job of splitting, like, I don't want to say, like, splitting your anxiety, but, like, kind of. Because, like, it's really impressive to me that you are able to overcome that and get up and, like, perform unapologetically as yourself. Because I know a lot of people that have anxiety but don't put themselves out there as much.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I give you a lot of credit for that.
Thank you. Thank you. It is hard, though. Like, it's hard to find opportunities, though, because, like, I have trouble, like, being the first, you know, person, like, making the first steps to, like, contact mm-hmm, people and, like, hey, can I play on your show or anything, you know? So, like, that's yeah, that's my big thing now is, like, trying to get better at that, you know? Especially because, like, now I have some performances and, like, videos of the performances. I can start, like, at least I have something to show for myself.
Yeah, yeah. That's like the first step is just, you know, doing that. And then I recommend just writing out like a generic pitch and then swapping in words.
Yeah, I should. Yeah,
like have
yeah,
it already like ready to go where it's like, hey, my name is Greg St. Greg. I've performed here, here, and here. I would love to perform at your venue. I think I could XYZ. And then just like swap it yeah, out. So then that way you're not like, I don't know. I don't want to say like killing yourself when you pitch, but like I've made that mistake for many years where I would like rewrite the pitch over and over again for different places. And it didn't help at all. If anything, it made me more nervous about like, well, what if they say no? Or what
I
if
know,
I'm asking
yeah,
too
yeah,
much? And you'll find one that works for you, like in your language and in your, I don't know, like just in
your voice.
Way. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, so then that way it doesn't feel as like daunting.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I think like part of it is wrapped up in just like being an artist, like mm-hmm, you get stuck like getting into like survival jobs, you know, or like getting to a point where like you try to be an artist for so long, it's like, ah, I need to work now, you know?
Yeah.
So I have a lot of not to downplay PTSD, but you know, PTSD from writing cover letters and stuff, and just to the point where when I write one now, it just all comes up of when I was have to apply to some corporate job, and I just hate the whole process of selling myself. It feels weird and dirty. And it's I thought my work would speak for itself, but it doesn't. You got to promote yourself.
It does in repetition. Repetition.
Repetition.
Words are hard.
Yeah, they are. Especially when you're kind of dyslexic. Reputation.
Oh,
that goes a long way. Yeah. Once you get that first one and it's oh, dude, that's such and such? Yeah, he's good. Hire him. Or blah, blah, blah. So that's the hard step. Getting yourself out there and then getting it known. And then the word of mouth.
Yeah, I feel the whole artist thing where it's it's now not enough to just be an artist or to just post-ish, I guess, what you do. But now it's you have to go to bat for yourself because if you're not making enough, you can't hire an agent for where their sole job is to promote you and to get you on stages and then them get a cut. It's in the beginning, you have to sell yourself. Mm-hmm. And a lot of us aren't really great at marketing.
No, not at all.
I wasn't at first, you know, and luckily I learned, but it's hard because you have to be your loudest supporter.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's the thing. Just growing up, I was never taught that. Maybe it's just the Midwest upbringing, but you're not allowed to brag about yourself, you know, you just have to be you have to be modest.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't work when you're an artist.
Yeah. Yeah, I've definitely been told by my parents before, now don't show off. And I'm why? I'm good at something.
Yeah, yeah.
Watch me show off.
Maybe if you were good at something, you'd show off.
Right? Oh, no. So then, what is coming up on the horizon for you? Do you have any, gigs ready to go? Are you still planning to edit for Dare Wears?
Yeah,
are
you just kidding? Edit for Dare Wears. If you'll have me, yeah.
He's I'm going to quit. This is it. Bye, Dare.
No, I'm not, no shows coming up yet, but, it's one of those things where oftentimes they just ask you, a week ahead of time, you know?
Oh, gosh,
you
yeah.
Know? And then I'm I haven't been practicing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so then I have to sit there and, scream in my bedroom.
Grind it out. Yeah, yeah. Yep.
But yeah, and I have a few music videos in the works, you know, that I just they go slow because, you know, I work on them in my spare time. Mm-hmm. And I guess another delulu is just the landscape of just the internet and being an artist on the internet has really changed. And when I was first doing it, you used to be able to put your stuff on YouTube and people would see it.
Yeah.
You know, you didn't get buried. People would see stuff. I would get a couple thousand views per video. And now it's just buried, you know, they just bury me because I'm not playing their game.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not I can't post once a week. That's not how I work. I work on off inspiration and it's oh, this is a fun idea. And then I do it. And since I have to do everything from with music, record everything, mix it all, you know, write it obviously, and then do the videos, do the green, you know, dance in front of my green screen and then go home and edit it. So mm-hmm. one video will take 6 months to make and then I post it and it gets 100 views.
Yeah.
And it makes me less enthusiastic about the next one.
Yeah, I feel that. YouTube did used to be very different. It still was hard. But not to the extent that it is now where it's all search engine optimization and you have to feed the beast. People recommend once or twice a week and sometimes even three times a week.
No, that's nuts.
And it's if you're making money, you're getting paid for it. But I've told Cosmo how much we make doing Delulu Canoe and it doesn't even cover what I pay him to come and do this, you know? Yeah. We're not sitting on millions, you know?
Yeah.
We do this because we love it. So.
Yeah, I know. Don't say that out loud.
Yeah, right.
I still do this for free, though. Just got to tell me.
Seriously. I want you to be able to eat. It's important.
Ramen's awesome. Aww. And I work at a restaurant, so.
Yeah. No, it's not really about the money, especially with this, because, I do love, sitting and talking to people and giving them, their flowers to talk about, their events and their things that they have coming up. But it is a sheer fact that it's, YouTube now, unless you're an educational channel where all you talk about is, science or – and not even mental health is considered education on YouTube, which is sad.
It's not?
No, So if you're a therapist, it takes a long time to build up that, because they pay you per, it's a dollar amount per 1,000 clicks. So one channel could be 50 cents per 1,000 views, which is awful.
Yeah.
And it's taken me so long to get my that click rate up higher to be seen as like educational. Yeah. So it's it's very different now than what it used to be.
Yeah, but... and like they just, you know, like YouTube just wants you to play their game, and it's, again, it's just like it's sort of, I'm almost like seeing it like it still is like a corporate job. Yeah. You know, it's just like you're a remote worker, but you know, you're still like you have to do what they say or else you don't get a platform.
Yeah.
And like I don't know, I wish there was something else. And that's why I'm getting back on stage again. Because I used to love just like, yeah, just sitting in my room and making my making my dumb videos, but now like I can't anymore because nobody's seeing it. So now I have to go out and scream in front of people.
Yeah.
And dancing.
Well, I do have a potential gig opportunity for you at some point. Oh, another fun thing, because I do love when you're peppered in my content. And like, we'll talk about it off camera, but I'm writing kind of like a series for YouTube that will involve a lot of my friends being actors in it.
Oh, cool.
But allowing them to play roles that they would probably not get cast in because they either don't fit like the type or the look, or like they just never got the chance, and it's going to be really stupid and silly.
Yay, all right.
So I'll eventually, like, I need to sit down and actually like write it, but I have a bunch of ideas, and I'll tell you about it later. But
awesome.
So yeah, if you want to be in front of camera and do some silly stuff, I'd love to have you.
Yeah,
so.
Love to. Yeah,
and we'd love to get you on Disastro for the Words to Our Lives. Yeah, like we got to schedule a day where you can come and be one of the examples, because it's it's dumb, it's silly, and people love it because it's technically educational.
Yeah, so. you're right.
Vocabulary. Shout out to Dizza. But we actually have some really great questions from the fans that they want to like poke and prod and get to know you a little bit more if you're down.
Yeah, of course.
Awesome. So for those of you that are watching here on YouTube, I don't know if you realize it's free. You're watching for free. But if you would love to contribute to Delulu Canoe, we have a Patreon that it starts at $5. You can be a free member. We have like 2 or 3 free episodes that are up on there right now. So you can go join for free and watch those. But like, it'd be really cool if you gave us like $5 and watched some of the other extended episodes of everybody that's been answering questions, answering some what would you rathers. So come check out the Patreon. It'd be really great. We'd love to see you there. Delulu Canoe Pod on patreon.com. Where can we check you out, Greg, on the socials?
You can look at, you can find me on Greg St. Greg on Instagram. It's ST. Saint is spelled ST. Some people are like, I typed Saint and I didn't see you. And then Greg St. Greg Official on YouTube.
Hey, there you go. Check out some of his music videos. They're really cool.
Yeah, please do.
And be sure to check out Cosmo from the Cosmo Network.
Yes.
Anywhere else I should plug for you? I always feel like I just say that.
No, done.
Good enough, right?
The Cosmo Show on Instagram.
There you
Cosmo
go.
Show on, just the Cosmo Network. It's YouTube. It's where the love needs to be at right now. So,
yeah, go to the YouTube channels. Obviously, check out Darewares while we're here and while we're plugging our stuff. And remember, everybody, to stay Delulu, because Delulu is the Salulu. And join us on Patreon, because we've got some really awesome questions. Woo!